Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
41, the big fullback.
And the top-rated fullback in the 2006 NCAA football video game.
They've got Dane Todd.
Now, he's Nebraska's doctor for saving shoulders.
I care about your butt.
It's another Husker Home Friday with Dr. Dane Todd. Powered by Nebraska Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. The doctor is in the house. Now, with Hooks.
Welcome back in the Morning Hookup again. Having a great time with Dr. Dane Todd on the Morning Hookup on a Husker Homer Friday. Hey, I want to, it's a lot of like, there's youth sports going on right now still. You had football stuff, you're going into basketball season. I kind of want, again, I'm going to talk about my kid a little bit because I think it's unique. It's probably not as unique as everybody thinks it is. And I think he came in and we had him seen by you.
Yeah.
And your staff, and he had some heel issues that were bothering him. And I believe it's Seaver's disease, right?
Seaver's disease.
Yeah, it was interesting because when you hear that, when we first heard it, Ty was freaked out.
Yeah.
Right? Because, again, we played a little joke on him. He was in there, and we were looking at it. I'm chilling out, but Dane's looking at it, and he walks out, and he comes back in with a boot. Because I'm like, Ty, there's a chance you're going to be in a boot, man. His look was incredible. But he heard the word Seaver's, and he heard disease.
Yeah.
It's not what we're thinking it is. But talk about that because I think more kids are, it's common for kids.
Yeah, it's really
common. To have those issues.
Yeah, no, without a question. So it's one of those issues in orthopedics that I can't stand. It drives me absolutely insane that, you know, decades and decades ago when they came up with things, they'd name really benign processes, things that sound really bad. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so Seaver's disease, all right, is actually an irritation of the growth plate on the heel, on the calcaneus. Okay, so the better term for it is calcaneal apophysitis, okay, which just purely means inflammation of the growth plate, okay, and that's all apophysitis is. You can get that anywhere. The most common locations for it are on the calcaneus or your heel bone, and then over your iliac crest, like the edges of your pelvis, kind of on the side, what we think of as our quote hips.
That's what, right? I have.
Yeah, exactly. And you're just generally old and soft, though, too.
Yes,
naturally. So what Seaver's disease or calcaneal apophysitis is just as kids are in that kind of prepubescent stage, right, or you know, heading towards puberty, right, it's typically in that 8 to, you know, 12 to 14-year age range where we're growing a lot, but we're also becoming much more active, so we're getting a little bit bigger, we'll weigh a little bit more, and if we're really active and running and doing that kind of stuff, it's just irritation of the heel. And so kids will get pain over their heel when they're doing stuff. And now it's different from, you know, every person over the age of 20 has had plantar fasciitis at some point, right? And it's different from that because this is truly just a pressure inflammation kind of problem. And what it takes is padding the heel, periods of rest, making sure we're not wearing shoes, especially athletic shoes that have big, firm, hard spikes on the heel. Like, I remember when I was playing football, you always had, if you looked at the bottom of a football cleat, on the heel there was a square pattern of four just massive spikes, right? And so, you know, and that's just a huge load straight through the foot. And then when you were playing over at, you know, where I played midget football at for Leon's, and on the southeast dirt concrete, you know, field.
Leon,
right?
Stand up.
Yeah, all day, baby. But, yeah, I mean, it was just a setup for, you know, heel pain.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it was painful.
Yeah, exactly.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so, with Seaver's disease and those kinds of things, it's really just rest, change the footwear, add padding into things, and use, you know, Tylenol, ibuprofen as you need to, ice it when you're done, and stretch. And it always goes away, and it's nothing bad. But, yeah, like you said, you say the word disease to folks, and I've always got to tell them, listen, this is just the most poorly named issue of all time, mm-hmm. right? And it's actually just inflammation.
Yeah, and again, I remember you telling me, because you see this a lot in kids that are super active in like multi-sport stuff, right? Because the constant use of it.
Yep.
And Ty won't go anywhere without the pads and his shoes.
Yeah, perfect. And it feels better, right?
Yes.
Like, he's doing way better. But what you got to do, it goes away. It always goes away. The problem is it lasts forever because, well, kids grow for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And they don't stop moving.
Right, and they don't stop moving. And so you really got to get them done growing. It's the same deal with Osgood Schlatter, right, which a lot of mm-hmm. people, you know, have heard of. Its counterpart is called Sinding-Larsen-Johansson syndrome, and that's basically just on the patella side of that, okay? But it's the same deal. It always goes away. There's nothing you can do about it. It's just you got to finish growing before it does. So, yeah, once you get those things, you got to just chase after them constantly, and it'll get better.
Where did you practice when you were with Leon's? Is it still at that same park?
No, man. When I was at Leon's, we practiced at Lincoln Southeast.
Oh.
We practiced on their fields at the hill, you know, the sledding hill they got there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where we practiced right
Damn.
There. And we got this super thin carpet in this room over top of concrete floor. There wasn't this much padding on that field. Used to wear extra knee pads under my knee pads because you'd end up on there. I mean, there was just no. Oh, it was awful.
We practiced when I was with Leon's. We were at that park over by I forget what it's called. It's over by Star City Shores, and it's got the frisbee golf there and everything. Man.
Oh, yeah, right there. I didn't even talk about.
Yeah, man, that they had hard dirt there.
Oh, I know where you're talking about there, where the skate park is now.
Yeah. Yep.
Skate park
Yep.
No, I can only imagine that it didn't improve much. It was bad at Southeast.
Go Leons.
Again, we're speaking to Dr. Dane Todd, Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. You ready to make some NFL picks? You geared up?
Yeah.
You geared up? You want to give us our records before we get started?
Yes. Here you go. So, Hooks and I did have a good week last week. I actually
he won the week.
I did. I won the week.
It came out on the final game Sunday night.
I went 41. I went 11-4. Hooks, you went 10-5. Danny went 6-9.
Nice.
So season totals, we got Hooks in the lead at 43-35. I come in second.
500.
At 41-37. Danny, you are 34-43.
So oh, nice. I'm crushing it.
You are. Let's get started.
34-43. That's pretty good.
All right. Let's start off with the London game. A little Sunday morning football.
Who cares?
Miami and Jacksonville. Miami favored by 3. It looks like Tua will be playing.
Tua is starting.
He's back. Oh, okay. So I'm going to go with Miami.
Okay.
I'll go Miami.
I'm going to go with Miami. By the way, Jacksonville is 6-15 against the spread in their last 21 games with travel of 2,000 or more miles.
Flip it. I'm going the opposite way.
Wait, what?
I'm just flipping my pick.
You're going with Jacksonville.
Going with it.
After that stat?
Yes, done.
They can't Jacksonville, play across
Bryce, they're getting it done this week in London.
Wow.
Done. Oh, I got to pick a lock of the week, too, don't I?
Dane, you don't even have to go against Hooks this week. He's just going to kill himself.
I hope he does.
My own worst
enemy. Well, I mean, the way things are going, y'all should just always just go against me.
My own worst enemy, is that what you're saying?
He's going to flip at some point. All right, next game, we got Houston heading to the Colts. Colts favored by 10 points at home.
Jeez.
Wow.
Give me the Colts.
I mean, I've got to take the Colts, obviously, Texas, right? So
yep, yeah, I'd take the Colts.
Despite the fact I don't love 10 points.
They had a nice week last week. If you look at their week last week, they protected wins. And Jonathan Taylor is becoming something in the not just the run but the basket.
Yeah, no, he's a good player.
I like. I'll take Houston in that game. Next game, we got Green Bay heading to Chicago. The Packers favored by 4.5 on the road.
Green Bay.
I'm taking Green Bay.
I'm going to go with Chicago. Fields is playing okay. They got a good win last week. The defense is okay with Green Bay. I'll take Chicago. All right, next game, Kansas City heading to Washington. Kansas City favored by 6.5 on the road.
Kansas City's been so disappointing this year for me that I'm a little upset about it. I am actually going to take Washington in this game.
I'm going to take Kansas City.
Taking Kansas City. Back on track. So much overreaction with Mahomes right now.
Oh, it's insane.
100%. It's insane.
I'm just disappointed, and so I'll throw one out there.
Next game, Minnesota heading to Carolina. This is basically a pick 'em, but I got the spread at Minnesota favored by 1 on the road.
Ooh, I'll take Carolina with the home field.
I'll take Minnesota. I'll take Minnesota. They have Carolina's in a little funk right now. A little funk. I'll take Minnesota.
I'll take Carolina as well. All right, next game, we got the Chargers heading to Baltimore. Baltimore favored by 2.5 at home.
Baltimore.
Taking the Chargers to win this game, and it is the lock of the week.
Oh.
Lock of the week. The total is at 51.5. That goes over. They're going to be a lot of points scored in that game.
51.5?
Yep.
All right. Perfect.
Lock of the week. I got the lock of the week last week.
No,
Will
did.
Was like 0 for 8. I just
yeah, no surprise there.
I was like 1
my,
for 3.
My lock of the week, by the way, it was the Browns and who?
Chargers.
Browns and yeah. Chargers, and they scored like
100 points.
100 points.
Yeah.
I barely beat it.
I'll take the Chargers in that one. I don't think they win. I think they cover. I think Baltimore wins. Take Chargers to cover. And you got the over 51.5.
Yes.
All right. Next game. The Bengals.
Oh, obviously. I don't even know why you bother asking.
Heading to Detroit. Cincinnati favored by 3.5 on the road.
All day long, twice on Sundays. Bengals.
And, Dan, you're taking the Bengals, obviously.
Yes.
I'm going to take Detroit. I don't think they win. I think they cover. Their coach is crying after the post game. They want to win.
So you're saying it's going to happen too? You said the spread was 3.5, right?
Yeah.
So Bengals on a field goal.
Yes, sir.
Last second.
Yes.
Always. Doington off the left upright.
Yeah.
Next game, we got the Rams heading cross country to New York. They're playing the Giants. The Rams favored by 9.5 on the road.
All day long.
Yeah, I'll take the Rams. I will take the Rams.
They don't even know if Jones is going to play yet. I don't think a quarterback.
Oh, really?
He was in concussion protocol.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if they've announced if he's back yet.
I feel bad for those guys. Man, holy cow. They had a bunch of injuries.
Yeah, Saquon too.
And Barkley still hobbled, didn't he? A little bit.
Exactly. Well, you see the size of his ankle within minutes of that happening?
Give me the Rams. I don't care if they're going cross country or not. They're going to,
We're all on the Rams that game. Next game, we got the Cardinals heading to Cleveland. And Cleveland favored by 3 at home.
Cardinals.
Man.
Cardinals.
Cleveland.
I'll take Cleveland, too. I think Arizona loses their first game.
Cardinals.
All right, next game. We got the Raiders heading to Denver. Denver favored by 3.5 at home.
I had to get back on this. I'm going to, just for Raph, he's such a good dude, a good friend, I'm taking the Raiders.
Yeah, I'm taking Denver in this. Too much weird.
I'm trying to help him because I did it like 4 weeks in a row and they won or something, and then I went opposite and they lost. So I'm going the Raiders.
Huh. I know where you're thinking, Dane. Yeah, there's a lot of distraction.
Yeah.
Maybe with them gone though, maybe that clears some stuff up. 3.5. I don't know if Denver is that good. I'm going to go with the Raiders. Next game, Dallas. Heading to the Patriots. Dallas favored by 3.5 on the road.
Patriots. Don't even bother asking me about Texas teams.
I know he doesn't like this, but he's to Texas. I'm going Dallas.
I'm going to have to go Dallas, too. That's 3.5. That's not enough.
Dane would have like 6 more wins if he had picked a Texas team.
I know I would. Hey, I'm going to stand by my... I've decided that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm going to do.
Between Texas teams and the Bungles, that's where he's down by, 9 games to me.
Yeah. I mean, it's just insane. Yep. But hey, I like strategy.
You like your... It's working out.
We have 2 more games left. Seattle heading to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh favored by 5 at home. Again, Russell not playing. Geno will be getting the start.
Geno Smith, huh?
That's right. Only rookie quarterback
Steelers,
to beat Tom Brady.
Steelers without Juju Smith-Schuster hasn't been very good, but they're without him for a while.
I'm going to take Seattle regardless.
I'll go Pittsburgh.
I'll take Seattle. All right, final game. We got Buffalo heading to Tennessee. Buffalo favored by 6 on the road. I'm going to go Buffalo.
6. I'm going to go with Buffalo. They've been surprisingly awesome this year, so I'll go Buffalo.
I'll take the points, Tennessee.
All right. There it is, boys.
All right. There's our NFL picks for the week, and now we're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to dive into Nebraska, Minnesota, 11 o'clock, sink the ship up there and give our score predictions.